You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Podcast Playground.
Hooray! I'm Buzz Knight, the host of Taking a Walk, Music History on Foot. On this episode, we have an artist that oozes joy with her music, her sincerity, and her activism. She's a five-time Grammy Award winner. Her work includes amazing collaborations with artists such as Peter Gabriel, Carlos Santana, Alicia Keys, Branford Marsalis, David Bowie, Lou Reed, Dave Matthews, among others. She's been named Woman of the Year by Forbes magazine. She's been called one of the most inspiring women in the world. Her name is Anjali Kidjo. The new Afro pop series from American Public Television bows to Queen Kidjo, and we welcome her to Taking a Walk next. Hi, Anjali.
Hello. How are you?
I'm excellent. I'm speaking to you. I would like to congratulate you on the triumphant release of the Afropop series, and welcome to Taking a Walk.
Thanks for having me.
You are extremely humble. How does it feel being celebrated via this special series?
Well, it's kind of an humbling experience because I don't want to take credit for the career that I have without paying tribute and thanking my parents for allowing me to go to school and to have a career at the same time. And that has been the thing that defines my commitment to do the best I can, whatever I do. And also the passion of the director of the movie. She has such a big passion for the story of my life and dedicates so much time to it. And I can't thank her enough for trying to do the best she can also to make the story. I mean, it's so complicated. And it's just a story that is still going on because I'm still alive. And I hope I could do more with my work to empower more people in the world and try to create a world in which it's easier to live, all of us together.
I understand you continue to travel the world and you know, once you arrive into a new spot or a familiar place, you get to your hotel and get yourself
situated at that point. What is it you do right after that?
I go to the city. I walk. I walk to see the people, how they're living their life, and to also discover new places. You can't discover new places sitting in your hotel room. And when you're a touring musician, that's what you do, because you're so tired that you don't have the energy to discover. And if I sit too long in one place, I just, my brain needs to function. So when I check into my hotel, I'll settle in my room, and then I go around and walk and see what people eat, and I'll eat local food, or I will talk to people. Sometimes I walk into a store and people look at me and say, are you the lady that's going to sing? And then I start talking to people, start knowing people, and invite them to the concert. It's important for me to reconnect with humanity when I get off plane after hours and hours, and to see real people that live in the city that I'm going to play in and before I leave.
What are some of your favorite places that you've recently taken a walk?
All of them. I started in the southern part of France this time around, and I did, everywhere I go. I was in Hamburg for a week at the beginning of the month of March. I was the curator of the season 2023-2024, and I curated 10 concerts. So it's a lot of work. And the first 2 days I was free. So I will just go to the city, walk, and drink a water or buy juice. Or, I mean, just walk to the train station also. It was a little, like 15-minute walk from my hotel, cross the river. I just need to see people. I just need to talk to people and also practice my German, because I've studied German for 5 years. And to see how my brain is functioning when it comes to speaking different languages.
Activism is so vital to your mission. Women's rights, climate, equality. Who was the first person that influenced you and exposed you to activism?
My mom and dad. My mom, when I was 8 years old, she had a group of people, of women and mothers, when I was in the 60s, and they will every weekend go walk and take me with them to sing songs in which they are asking for women's right to decide who they want, how they use the body, the right to vote, that women are not things, a possession. We are human beings. We want our right to be respected. I mean, I was singing those stuff. I was 8 years old. I did not even realize the importance of it. And in the 60s, 8 years old, and here I am, almost 63, and we're still talking about women's rights. And my question is, what is wrong with men? What threat do we pose to men that we have to ask for something that is due to us? We have the right to live in a world where we are not just accessory. We are not just seen as mothers. We cannot just be defined by being mothers. We need to have a career even with your mothers. Why having a child or children have to be a punishment? So for me, with my father being such a feminist, that allowed my mom had 10 kids. I mean, we had 10 children. She has 14 pregnancies. And my father never stopped her from doing anything she wants to do, because my father said, she's my partner. She's my better half. I can't speak on her behalf. She has to be independent and free for me to be able to know that I am dealing with a human being. She's not my thing. So that's what I learned from my father. So I don't understand. We in the 21st century, and we're still talking about women's rights, and that doesn't bother men to say to just take it that, well, they have the right and nothing matters. You can't tell me you love your mother and not thinking that your mother has the right to be independent, to be seen as a human being. Otherwise, how do you see yourself?
You know, activism and music were so key in the 1960s in the U.S., as you know. Are you surprised of the lack of activism today from many musicians?
Oh, yeah, I am not surprised, but it's done differently today, I would say. In the 60s, it was also the Vietnam War. Many issues but then need to be sung. But people still do it because if you listen to the lyrics of song, if you want to pay attention to it, there are a lot of women and men that are talking about issues that matter to us the most. We need to listen and act upon it. I think that music is a universal language that allowed us to tell a compelling story of our shared humanity. And if we don't, we listen, but we don't hear. If we don't hear it, the day is gonna, we're gonna realize we've been given the opportunity to do something, and we didn't do it. It's gonna be too late. For me, silence is a weapon. Also, it's the way we use silence. Silence can be a positive thing, or it can be a deadly weapon. And we can't just say we don't know all this. We can't do nothing about it. Don't let us not be lazy when it comes to the right of people, and let us not politicize people's right. Let people be who they want to be, and otherwise we just making people suffer for no reason, and it doesn't profit the one people that are imposing all those restrictions on other people's right. Because at the end of the day, if you want to take people's freedom away, it means that your freedom means nothing to you.
Are there ever points that you lose hope?
Hope is stronger than fear, and I don't live in fear. It's one thing I learned from my father. My father said, fear is a jail cell you build for yourself. You don't remember where you put the key because it's too late for you to come back, because you have put yourself in such deep hole of hate. Hatred has nothing positive about it, because the question I always ask myself is that, why hate? If you hate somebody, it's because you hate yourself. Why do you hate yourself? What are the problems of your life that you didn't have the courage to face? Why your life is miserable? Ask yourself those questions and start walking backward and find a solution to live a life where you're not angry, or where you are not hating on people that done nothing to you, because that don't bring you joy nor closure. Because that you have to always to feed the heat, the hate and the anger. It takes so much energy. I don't have it in me. Not one day I wake up thinking something's going to happen to somebody. I don't have that time. I was not raised like that. And I don't see people as color. And I will never judge people and generalize and put people in the same bucket. You can't do that. We are unique. We are one humanity, yet unique and special. We all have something to bring to the table in this world we live in. And when you think like that, you can't just go around hating people because of their skin color, because of this or because of that. You just have to love yourself and accept the fact that the world we live in is diverse. Look at the landscape in America. The southern landscape is different from the east side. I mean, America is a continent in itself. You can travel from one place to the other in America and be in total different landscape setting. It's amazing. And I've toured America and I've seen it. I'm like, wow, what a country. It should make us humble and realize who we are and what we are.
You know, some of your earliest influences, I'd like to have you talk about James Brown, Otis Redding.
Aretha Franklin, Otis Redding, all of those, yeah. Man, James Brown brought the funk into my life. I mean, James Brown is the first artist that I heard in singing English. And I'm like, I have to learn this language, because it becomes a rhythm. It becomes a dance. And I love dancing and I love rhythm. And then I start listening to the American music through the lenses of James Brown music, R&B, all of it. There's an artist that comes that's called James Brown that put all of those things in funk. Man, this is too cool, man. I'm like, whoa, this is fun. And I was lucky enough to be raised in a household where my parents have opened their home to every single human being on this planet and music. Music, sport, art, reading books. I mean, it's an amazing home I grew up in. And I took it for granted, run with it, thinking that it was the norm everywhere. And my father would say, read books, just read. There have been people that come before us that have an experience that we have to share. And by reading books and learning more and more, you find out who you are and what this world is about. We have to learn from the past.
I saw this amazing photo of you on stage at a performance with Lou Reed, Laurie Anderson, David Bowie, and Ray Davis, the Kinks. Do you remember that moment?
Oh, yeah. It was at Carnegie Hall, and we had fun. It was for the Tibet House concert that Philip Glass produced every year. And, I mean, Patti Smith, all of them, we just finished the show like it's flamboyant, it's joyful. All of them, for me, it's just the music that make it worth it. For us to be all on one stage, singing in one voice, a song of one of us. And in that communion moment, there's just humanity, nothing else. No color, no language, no nothing.
And then you're, I think, the only person I've ever spoken to who could actually say that they cut the rug on the dance floor with Barack Obama.
Well, he asked me, he said, "Hey, sis, how low can you get?" I said, "Let's go down, Mr. President, let's do it." So I brought him all the way to the ground, and he stood the challenge. He did it.
I love
it. It was the face of Michelle that cracked me up. She's like, "I'm not going down there with y'all. No way."
What are you listening musically these days that's new that you might expose us to?
Well, I've been listening to the new album of Davido. It's a singer from Nigeria. We did a song together called Namoni, and it's just like just killing it right now. And I've been listening to also to Avo Pratt music and many different musicians from around the world. So because with Avo Pratt and Chris Blackwell and myself, we just won the Polar Music Prize, and we're gonna be celebrating together in May in Stockholm. So I've been revisiting different music, and I love to listen to different things, from classical music all the way to traditional music from my country.
Well, lastly, can you, in a nutshell, explain to us the power of music and what it means to you?
The power of music is something that brings us together. Wherever I've been in the world, and I walked on stage, I have the world at my feet. People come from different walk of life, and I sing a language most of them don't understand, yet it unites us and strengthens us to look at each other and to see each other as human beings. The power of music heals. Music keeps you young, keeps your brain young for a long time, longer time than anybody else. And it's amazing to see people at your concert smiling, cheering. It makes you humble.
You are an inspiring treasure, and I'm grateful that you were on or taking a walk. And congrats on the new release of the Afropop series. Thank you so much, Angelique.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to Taking a Walk, Music History on Foot. Find us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, iHeart, CastBox, or wherever you get your podcasts. And kindly leave us a review and share it with a friend. This episode and all Taking a Walk episodes are produced by Bob Malatesta. Thanks for listening. I'm Buzz Knight.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.